You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. No guest today, although Tasia should be on her way in, and maybe some other folks as well. We're just going to be chilling, talking about the week's events, playing some records, etc., etc. You should check out LFODradio.com if you haven't recently. We got the Stew Beat Showcase podcast up there right now. We got the Evil Doer podcast, the Hip Hop Transformation, Spenda, etc., etc. Lots going on that site. You can follow us on Twitter at LiveFreeODRadio. In fact, you should do that and you should chime in. Let us know what's going on. We got some feedback last week. That was cool. So we definitely want to keep that going. Instagram and Facebook, it's at LFODRadio. We're actually hiring a social media manager intern for right now. It's starting out as an internship. It can become more potentially, but basically we're hiring for that right now. We're being as it's on social media, that job post is actually up on our Facebook page. So if you go to facebook.com/LFODRadio, or if you're a modern person and you access it from the app on your cell phone, just type LFOD radio and you can get to that job post there. Basically, we create a ton of content. We want to make sure it gets out to as many people as possible. So we just need someone to help us with the scheduling, help us. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about, and you'll apply. So we're looking for someone to help manage the social media, though. We've got some strategies. We've got some general practices, but it can be better. And a lot of that is just having the time to do it. Right now, basically a one-man operation here. And sometimes there's more important things than tweeting. So you can also check us out, soundcloud.com/LFOD. That's got the Alumni Cypher Series, which is coming back up in July. It's got snippets of interviews, likes, reposts, the New England Hip Hop playlist, phone-ins such as Ron Beattie, Mari, Slain, etc. It also has 24 and 24, which is still the hardest record out right now. Hashtag 24 and 24 on anything. We're going to play a few new records off that in a second here. And if you're an artist tuned in, submissions@LFODRadio.com. Hit the inbox with some cleans, and if we like them, we'll play them, and we can go from there with interviews and stuff like that. A lot of people ask me how to get an interview. The first thing to do is send me a clean record. Once that's established and we have a relationship, we can go from there. We don't usually just grant an interview off top like that. So unless you're we do that with, like, not even national artists, but, like, you got to be somebody, you know, pretty major coming through that we're helping promote a tour or something like that. But even then, they need to send us cleans. So, submissions@LFODRadio.com. I'm actually going to try not to talk too much tonight because I'm exhausted. This is I Be Chillin' by Aunt Thomas, produced by Lightfoot. Off 24 and 24. We'll be back, hopefully, with Tasia in a second, and we'll talk about that Boston Calling. Live Free or Die.
We the cooler side. Yeah. New levels, new devils. Lord, forgive me, I'm sinning. I'm a rebel, won't settle until my side's winning. Nah. Even then, I can't let up. Gotta hold it all together. I see my dogs go, so we gotta get better. That go, that go mo. All black and Rojo, done came a long way. Yeah. I might pop up at Soho, that's an Aunt Thomas day. Yeah. Doing random shit, going loco. I be like, wow, look at all of us now. New visions, new business. There be meetings, I sit in. I'm like, how did I get here? That's how they look at me too. But we won't even go there. I told you fools, I got nothing to prove.
hit my shot and I shoot. My outlook change and improve. I ain't into the talk, I just show and I do. Try and make better moves. New network, same crew. My work ethic pushed me through. Now I enjoy better view and live the life that I choose. There's some things I cannot help, I just keep them to myself. I be chillin' on my lonely, feeling good vibes only. I be chillin', I be chillin', I be chillin'. I want the land, I want the stacks. Young singing bad, we ain't know how to act. We grew up next to sacks, so expensive-ish. In the South, we used to that. Broke my check every week just to be flying the streets. Now that I'm grown, I'd rather play low-key. Clothes never broke hearts, I learned the attraction is me. And for every loss, I learned the distraction was me. We never had no role models, we get hit, we need more bottles. We ain't here, don't start no problems. With smoke and Henny, won't solve them. But them demons, they callin', think it's your dream to be ballin'. Until familiar faces turn to enemies often. I got tunnel vision and I'm just getting started. Play my cards right, ain't no time to be stalling. I get what I want, ain't no time to be falling. Nah, ain't no time to be falling. There's some things I cannot help, I just keep them to myself.
Sober, we could blow it all on one big bender. Follow me, follow me, follow me. Down, free mind. Getting dark, deep dive. Take the trip, baby, get involved. Cause in my eyes, you and I, we don't exist at all. Vocalize like, we the children. Only villains in the mind state chilling. Too much talk causes schism. Mad chatter, mad hatters making bad decisions. Tunnel vision, there's some pigeons in peripherals. Hit the pearly gates, but only you can trick the sentinels. Get some early greatness, but you ain't seen all the levels. Can you really test the game until you're playing with the devil? You just settle for the surface, it ain't worth it. Seeing Sunday service, picture life's perfect. That gets me nervous, I'll just hit him with the curse. Out of courtesy, I'm sure you'll be alright. Then I vanish in the night. Maybe Alice was right. Pupils ask a dilated god in my sight. The queen's pulling cards, I ain't got no with the bars. I'm just feeling like.
Still the night. sometimes a rewind, your mind sees backwards in time. So sublime. Put the song on your tongue and taste the shine. Life is fine. Now you flow. Pass my lighthouse. Chasing rabbits. Chasing rabbits will never get you carrots. But getting carrots will take care of all your bad habits. And picking mad.
And I could finally pay to get that shit fixed. Two jobs plus I'm in school, but I work hard, boy, I've been a fool. No breaks, no interludes, I just ride waves like an inner tube. Got stress, got work, got bills to pay. They don't give a fuck how I feel today. We take paycheck, we gon' make that stretch out. I don't gotta steal today. Ride the highs and I swag the lows. Grinding hard till my cast is close. Long days got me acting slow until I wake up in the morning and come back for more. I'm on it, ballin', that's just what I do if I want it. Got it. Check that off my list, cause I got it like that, but I work hard for it, yeah, yeah. I don't complain, not that I can't, just that I won't. Fought through the pain, against the grain, all that I know. Can't say the same, switching these lanes, that's how it go. I hydroplane, all through the rain, kept my control, whoa. Watch me go, get it, whoa, watch me go. About praying to God, just hoping he listens. While questioning his existence, I can see doubt in the distance. Still, see my persistence. The road that I'm on was so twisted. Shifting gears, no hoping and wishing. I just go out and get it. Whoa. Under pressure, I'm something special, still nothing extra. You stunting, flexing like you really get it till we come and get you. Yeah, they all respect us, that's a nice gesture. But respect don't pay my bills, so I bring my skills, homie. I might bless ya, I'm too nice, that's rigs, homie. Too many done switched on me. Fake and phony, claim to know me. Think they mad because I turned to the big homie. Like, oh, this shit roll switch. No, this shit, little bro, I done work for this. So when that book is come my way, it's okay, I just say. I don't complain, not that I can't, just that I won't. Fought
through the pain, against the grain, all that I know.
All that I know.
Can't say the same, switching these lanes, that's how it go.
That's how I go.
I hydroplane, all through the rain, kept my control, whoa. Watch me go, get it, 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 whoa. I don't complain, not that I can't, just that I won't. Fought through the pain, against the grain, all that I know. Can't say the same, switching these lanes, that's how it go. I hydroplane, all through the rain, kept my control.
That was Tim Nyan, Get It, Whoa, off 24 and 24, 24 artists, 24 songs, 24 hours, all recorded right here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, all recorded right here in Somerville, Massachusetts at the Bridge Sound and Stage. Wait a minute. All recorded right here at Cambridge, Massachusetts at the Bridge Sound and Stage. Before that, we had Rabbit Hole by Bad Decisions Collective, I Be Chillin' by Lightfoot, both off that project as well. I do not know where Tasia is. She lied to me. She said she was coming in today. She's AWOL. Priscilla couldn't be here. She's over at the Odyssey show, Brighton Music Hall, tonight. So she'll have something to report back on that. May or may not see her on our Instagram story later over at that show. I was at a show all weekend, Boston Calling. They actually, earlier in the spring, we interviewed Mike Snow, the co-founder, talked about their big level up this year from the last two, talked about some issues that have come back up recently about the local presence. That's been in the spotlight a lot lately, and I've seen some articles. We actually discussed that with him ahead of time. And basically, well, you can listen to his response, but it comes down to business. They are, if you have the draw, they'll do it, but they're not really looking to be the catapult for a local act. It's sort of a chicken and an egg thing. If festivals like that did put on local acts, more people would know about them, and then they'd get a bigger draw, and then it would be more beneficial to keep having them on the festival. They would prefer that they develop the draw first on their own and then add them to the festival. It's a business decision, so it is what it is. But would love to see more local music camp, but still, that's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about the show, the show itself. Boston Calling. I was there for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and there was a decent amount of hip-hop, some really good hip-hop performances. Friday did not have very much. What it did have, though, was Solange being swapped out last second for Migos, which was hilarious. I love the Migos. I'm not one of these washed-up haters of rappers having fun in 2017. I enjoy the Migos. It's quite entertaining, and they are talented. A lot of people who came to see Solange, it's not really their sound. So the reasoning behind replacing her with the Migos is a whole other thing, but I thought Migos was fun. There were a bunch of people walking away when they first started, but eventually all the Migos fans showed up. DJ Durrell mostly held it down. He did like probably a 20-minute DJ set to start, then Migos performed for about like 20 minutes, and then maybe a little more, and then he did a DJ set to close it out. So it was a last-minute set from them, so they did a medium-sized set, but they didn't go crazy. They did do Fight Night. They did a lot of culture. They did Kelly Price. They did Slippery, they did Call Casting. They did most of the album, pretty much. It was fun. It was a good show. It was fun. I was a little far away. It wasn't super loud. That was something I found throughout the festival. If you weren't in the first, you know, 50 to 80 rows of it, it wasn't ever really loud. I get it. That's kind of how it goes, but that's why, you know, a lot of times indoor shows are better. But it was a good time. I enjoyed it. They did, whoever was mixing, I don't know, Zosset was rapping, but they had, you know, his backing track was too loud or his mic was too low, so it kind of took away from it a little bit, but he was actually rapping. It was fun. It was a fun show. It was a Migos show. I enjoyed it. They had the background visuals. They had, it was just like old films. They had some, one was just Call Casting background was just footage of African wildlife attacking other African wildlife, often with the underdog winning. I just remember this giraffe stomping out a lioness. Just stuff like that. It was good, though. That was it for the hip-hop until that night when Chance the Rapper went on. Chance is an amazing performer. I don't even really like his music. We've talked about that on here before. But I don't know how you can hate on this dude, like, at all. It's diabolical. If you have negative thoughts or intentions or anything towards Chance the Rapper, you are the most diabolical of haters. He gets up there. He's got a dope band, like this soul band, very gospel. He does. There's a lot of Jesus in his show, which, again, is a bit of a turnoff for me. But like you can't, like I said, you can't hate on it. The dude is up there, just rocking out, praising the Lord, loving his life, with amazing choir behind him. I'll call them a choir. It was probably three women, but he had them behind him. Great band. They were just taking us to church all night long. Pyrotechnics, wicked loud. He was running through the hits. I really enjoyed the Cocoa Butter Kisses that night. No Problems was crazy. He did something else that was pretty cool. He came out and he got off the stage and he came out, you know, probably couple hundred feet out from the stage, there is a mixing booth / spotlight tower, and he came out and got up on the rigging on that and performed to the back of the crowd. So we were back there. Between you and me, actually what happened is we realized he had a couple songs left, so we started to leave because we wanted to beat the crowd. And then he came out there to do that, so we just turned around, and then we were like 20 feet from him. And he basically did like an acoustic set out there. They just had the piano playing. He did Same Drugs and a couple other records. And it was wicked cool because he didn't have to do that. And it was dope that he came out to rock to the back because he realized, you know, he's pretty far away for those guys. So he came out. That was wicked cool. Great performance all around. There's something special about that kid. That, you know, whatever you want to say about his indie status or whatever it is, you just like, I don't know. He would have been fine either way. So shout out to Chance the Rapper. That was something else, you know. Saturday was the big hip-hop day. Kicked things off with Russ. Russ was so late. He was like 40 minutes late to his set. And then he showed up. He was good. Like, the crowd loved him. And he was a decent performer. But I'm not going to lie. It was pretty weak showing up 40 minutes late. Blaming it on your driver. And then he was like, they're telling me I only have 20 minutes. Like, what the hell, man? Like, we're going to keep rocking. It's like, yeah, dude, you were late. That's what happens, you know? You're supposed to be a professional. And he was like, no, but after that, do that song again. And it was kind of, as a person, I don't know, it was kind of like not really the best impression. But, you know, the songs were good. People loved them. There's some video of that up at LFOD Radio on our Instagram. They took it down off our Facebook, but it's on the Instagram, it's on the Twitter. But the real reason it was annoying he was late is because Cousin Stiz was on right after him. And we wanted that Cousin Stiz. Stiz delivered. His set was dope. It's awesome that Stiz is doing what he's doing on that level, repping for Boston. He was amped. It was a homecoming show for him. Crowd knew all the words. There's also video up there on the LFOD radio Instagram of him doing Headlock, which was nuts. Stiz was great. That was really dope. I'm glad people are rallying around him and it's not the classic crab in the barrel response that happens a lot out here. So really happy to hear that. Side note, I forgot how extremely comfortable young white women are with dropping N-bombs. Cousin Stiz reminded me of that. It's dope that he's got them as fans. They they really like that gangrene, though. Danny Brown was up after him on another stage. Danny just brought the ruckus. I don't even think he said anything. He just started rapping and, you know, stopped when his time was up. He was in a Korn t-shirt the whole time. I didn't catch his whole set. At a certain point, I had to eat, guys, but I caught about half of it. It was pretty good. Danny's a performer. That's what he does, and he's great up there. Then that was it for hip-hop on Saturday. Sunday, the ruckus was brought on a whole other level when Flatbush Zombies took the stage. So Converge is a freaking hardcore band. They were on at like 3 o'clock. And they got some movement in the crowd, but they just weren't really getting a pit or anything. Flatbush comes on and just proceeds to ignite the place. Michi Darko was going crazy. He was actually in the crowd with a wireless mic for a long period of his set, just rapping his ass off. They were all going in. That set was the definition of lit. They took the whole energy up for the whole festival, which then we rode right into Run the Jewels after them. And if you thought Flatbush was crazy, when Mike and L and Trackstar came out, that was some next level stuff. Just, that was the only mosh pit I was in the whole weekend, and it was awesome. I lost like half of my backpack. That's the only problem with doing media is you need a backpack, and it's not ideal for moshing, but it's cool. Chargers all over the mud. I destroyed my Nike free runs, so if anyone from Nike or Adidas is listening, I need new shoes. I'll also accept Converse. Maybe New Balance. Are those still Nazi shoes? I don't know. Maybe New Balance. I'll accept any shoes. No Crocs. But Run the Jewels was crazy. They did 36-inch chain. They did a bunch of new ones. I've seen them before. They're really good live. And speaking of having fun, they're just having a blast up there. One of my favorite groups right now, just because, and I didn't even like RTJ3 that much. It was good, but I think the first two were a lot better. But huge LP fan since, I don't know, Fantastic Damage. Def Jux was big for me in getting into hip-hop. That album in Labor Days. So just following him and his career and, you know, watching him just stay true to his art and develop this cult fan base. And Mike sort of doing the same thing. Although Mike, not a lot of people were listening to Killer Mike up here. He had that song off, it was on like a Madden game back in the day. He used that triplet flow that he brought back for Whole World. And that was dope. Not the triplet, it was like a 3-4 flow. But Mike was sort of the same thing. And then when they linked up and just created that tsunami, I've never been, it's weird to say proud because, you know, what am I to be proud of these guys? But I've never been, like, had that feeling with another artist. So it's dope to see them do what they do on that level and have a blast doing it. And I really enjoyed that Run the Jewels. I was planning to like tell this to someone like Tasia or Priscilla or literally anybody in here. So it would be a little more exciting instead of just sort of talking into the air. But those are my thoughts on the show. That's my review. There was a lot of rock as well that I enjoyed, but I don't think you listen to this for rock reporting. Although I will say the 1975 are bona fide superstars and nothing can stop them. And I don't even know if more than a handful of acts can headline over them. They blew Mumford & Sons out of the water. It's just embarrassing to follow that group unless you're a legacy act or like one of maybe three current acts. Tool was amazing. There's a lot of good music. It was a great weekend. Boston Calling was a success. Hannibal Buress is hilarious. They had a bunch of comedy in the hockey arena, and Hannibal did a set. He's hilarious. He's really funny. Go see him live if you have a chance. He works a lot of hip-hop into his set as well. Talking about riffraff, all sorts of stuff. So, with that being said, we're going to play a record. Maybe when it's done, one of our guests will be here. This is Flatbush Zombies, Palm Trees. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Sleep over the opinion of sheep on the road to the riches, money sticking to my cleats. I am my many feet, skin new or darky meat. The most opinions usually have the least. It's funny how now rappers be on they druggy. Downloaded my tape, sack back, study. Acid pack of 100 hits, shroom caps and hash bricks. Trippy like that Destiny Child chick on 106. This white. I'm Glock Lesnar in the octagon. This shit is straight absurd. Do not hit me cause your life is shit. Don't no pity, you turd. You better off in the dirt. Now you better off dead like the title of my words.
So much grams, unzip the bag, dip in my hands. Then I palm trees. So when you throw shade, it could never harm me. So when you throw shade, it could never harm me.
Every day, me and Mary Jane. You might say I'm addicted, but me, I'm truly lifted. Stone so loud, you can hear me in the crowd. Smoking Girl Scout, I'm sour by the ass. Mary never cheat me. Mary not the backstabbing. That'll lie and deceive me. Spread it even, even. Hash wax in the evening. Dab or die trying. On the road to Zion. Damn. Stick me for my paper. They tryna take me under. I seen it through the vapors. Jealous ones still envy. Got a couple real with me. And my chuck some and smoke the kill with me. Meet you hide the body. Enough of that though. They saying talk is cheap. So I be smiling when we meet. They screaming. Zombies out in England. But I'm on the block with Mary pushing and dreaming. I'm feeling myself. This wish is minus the riddles, my instruments. Trippy life, butter in the night. Feel my appetite, feel my appetite.
So much grams, unzip the bag, dip in my hand. Then I palm trees. So when you throw shade, it could never harm me. So when you throw shade, it could never harm me.
Could be your mans, or be your fan, or be your kin, pay your dues. Man, I gotta choose whether I lose or win this for a friend. Can't determine the difference. The instance they see you peeking, they be leaking fluid. My
What is you doing? No black in the back of a Buick. I'm proving I'm sadistic as sin as I'm making murderous music. We don't rap the same thing, nah, don't bother confusing. So much stressing on my brain, mama think I'ma lose it. Human vagabond, hoes that stole they panties in my carry-on. Why you hating? Nonchalant.
Honest, bro.
Publications that say I'm a third wheel. Architect, build your mindset. Stress, but won't swill. Ooh, yes, I smoke kill. I'm crack, you smoke grills. I pack, you dope deal. In fact,
I'm so chill.
I'm never off the pivot. 6 stitches to your image. Not offended when you call me genius. So that means it's
so much brands. Unzip the bag, dip in my hand. Then I palm trees. So when you throw shade, it could never harm me. So when you throw shade, it could never harm
me. All right, we are back on Live Free or Die Radio. And like I said, we do have a guest. Hello.
Hey, I'm here.
Priscilla called in. That's dedication. She let us know ahead of time she had other plans. What are you doing tonight, Priscilla?
I am hanging out with Odyssey at the Brighton Music Hall. He's going to throw a dope concert. Latrell James is opening up for him, so that's pretty dope. I'm excited.
Shout out to Latrell.
Sorry?
I said shout out to Latrell. Good to see him making those moves. He's got a new album coming.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I'm looking forward to seeing him perform along with Odyssey in good company.
Should be fun. It definitely should be fun. And that's at 8 o'clock at Brighton Music Hall?
Yeah, it's going on now. So the people are coming in right now. And so we started around 8.
That's dope. Well, we're looking forward to getting the recap. And like I sort of hinted before, if people check out the LFOD Radio Insta, you might see some stories pop up. Maybe a little Charles James, maybe a little Odyssey. Definitely some Priscilla. Definitely some When I Say Spit.
Yes. Make sure y'all follow When I Say Spit. I don't plug it enough as I should, but definitely I should follow.
You've been getting love for the questions, though. People are starting to catch on.
Really?
Well, yeah, you heard the Stew guys last time. They were, the When I Say Spit question is quickly becoming a classic segment.
I think I'm going to still throw a lot of people off, though. Well, I'm going to have to flip it somehow.
Well, that's what I like, is it's always different. You know it's going to be lyric related, but you never know what you're going to ask them to describe. Yeah.
Right. Truth, because it could be your feeling for today, or it could be, I don't know, your mom.
Describe your mom with a hip-hop lyric. Ooh.
Ooh, that's tough.
That's very tough. There's only a few rappers who give you that type of content.
Yeah, now I have to start thinking about that question in case someone wants to throw that question at me, because I have no idea.
Don't use Eminem.
Hmm?
Don't use Eminem for the mom.
That was not my first choice.
I would hope not. That's no good. But,
Yeah,
so I went in a little bit. I was talking about Boston Calling earlier. It was a really good weekend. Very well done. Great
word.
Music.
Word. How Chance the Rapper did?
Oh, I just went on. I just gave a speech about Chance. He's special. Priscilla, there's something special about that kid. Kid, word. I say. He's like my age, I think. But, I don't even really like...
My age.
Oh, well, whatever. It's the same thing. Same thing. but, I don't even really love his music, but he is amazing live. His band is sick. He just takes you to church the whole time. He did this cool acoustic type thing where he climbed out into the back of the crowd and was on this, the mixing tower.
Climbed to the back of the crowd?
You know how when you see someone live, there's in the middle of the audience, there's that tower, and there's got the mixing booth and some spotlights. He went out to that and performed from that, which was cool because he performed for the back of the crowd. Yeah, if you check the LFOD Radio Instagram, you can see the pictures we took of that. It looks kind of sick. It's all blacked out because there's no lights back there. It's just his face.
Right.
So, Yeah, it was
dope.
It was really good. Really good. He was
All right. What was the highlight of the night?
He was the highlight of that night. My favorite.
Oh yeah, this.
What's that?
Sorry. No. I was gonna talk junk earlier. I was about to talk junk because I remember what you said about Chance the Rapper a while ago. But I'll let you live.
And what did I say? I don't like all the Jesus stuff. I said that earlier too. Like I don't. I'm not pretending to be a fan, but he's a really good performer, right. And you can't hate on him. I will not accept people hating on Chance. I think he's talented. I think he's got a special talent. So, what did I say before?
I was upset. Let's ignore that. Let's talk about the highlight.
Cocoa Butter Kisses is my jam. It has been for like.
I miss my cocoa butter kisses.
No, I had Acid Rap. It came out when I went on this road trip down in Nashville, and I tried to listen. I tried so many times, and a few songs made it out, but it was in my car for like a week. But I tried.
Did he perform anything from Acid Rap?
Yeah, he did Cocoa Butter Kisses. And I think he did like one other. But you know the big ones were Same Drugs was like acoustic. That was when he was out on the mix thing. No Problems, which that song was everywhere. Every single rapper's DJ played it before they came on, you know, when they're like warming up the crowd.
Yeah, I was a huge fan. My friend, actually, he was from Chicago. So I was put on to the Chance when his 10-day mixtape came out, when he made that mixtape when he got suspended from school. So that was a really dope mixtape, and ever since I've been hooked.
Yeah, Chance did his thing. He was probably the best rap performance. I like Run the Jewels a little better, but they weren't, you know, they didn't have quite the same, like, level. It was different. Oh, they were more hip-hop. They didn't have a band. They didn't have fireworks, you know, stuff like that. They had mosh pits, though. So it's kind of like different types of artists, you know. But it was a dope weekend. Where do you think Tasia is? If you had to guess.
I have no idea, to be honest. Ain't no telling. She's probably off doing some broken woke stuff. I don't know.
She better be. They swapped out Solange for Migos, too, which was hilarious.
Yeah, I heard. I'm kind of glad that I wasn't there, too.
People were not.
I really wanted to see Solange.
Solange fans were a little agitated, but I enjoyed the Migos.
I'm sure.
Ignorant.
I'm sure. Well, I got to get back to the concert.
Do that.
I'm covering it about to start.
Yep, do that. Are you here next week?
I am here next week.
All right. Well, we got Avenue in studio. That's going to be a good one. So we'll talk about this show next week, too. And
Avenue, I hope you're ready.
All right, Priscilla, have fun tonight. Say what up to Latrell and them me, and I'll talk to you soon.
Peace.
All right, that was Priscilla. She's going to be over at Brighton Music Hall covering this Odyssey Latrell James show. So check that out if you can. I think there's still tickets available. This is Panther Like Panther. It's Run the Jewels. You're tuning to Live Free or Die Radio.
I flood the speakers with heat seekers and keep sneakers cleaner than none every evening of Easter. I leave my prints on her. I suck the clit and release it. If it will please her, I'll meal to her. Best believe, make a meal of her. Thank you. Told a preacher I love her. He said that God was her lover. I said if he really loves her, then he would love that with lovers. I walk around in a bubble of scoundrel in trouble. And every time make a rumble, the venue ground in the rubble. Give me a hand and a double. I spit some faces and aces. I got a fragrance of women. Call I was on your basis. The money want me to have it. I have a hunger for data. I'm crunching numbers and crack unbreakable states while I'm at it. I'm doing more than just rapping. You have to grant me that die when you arrive of a map. Just know that this is not where you at. I'm not on your map. I'm a mystery to you captains of industry. If the medic is missing me, automatic is victory. Hey. I'm a shit.
Looking at the money like it's mine again. Everybody down, throw the pistol to fit. Ay.
I told that we spit it to bitches that would never see victory. And I refuse to play humble as though my itty bitty. I got banana, yo bitch go eight if she hit it. Meanwhile, you too nervous, purpose, that's why you never get service. And me, I called the preacher's wife, working folks under service. I put my hand up a skirt and then we pray for a purpose. I baptized her in Jesus' name, left her shaking the school. Ooh, I shot the Sunday school and did that shit there on purpose. See, I'm a pervert with purpose to make you question your purpose. Run the jewels, arrive in arenas, bunch of that Thursday hyenas to get revenge on the kingdoms that killed the dreams of the dreamers. Drank alcohol for the demons to with all of the schemers. You see, he grew with the people, move with the mind of a genius. You see, he working the angle, so he ain't never an angel. They wanna get to the hangar, but get him, cause a finger.
I'm the
shit.
Looking at the money like it's fine.
Bluffing.
Who thought the son of Denise would be the leader of people when he was at your house and more house slanging? Said with potential presidents and said the should be legal as reparations for what this nation has done to my people. I'm a perv of the poet. I ain't a saint and I know it. Then the crook can cook the book but never shorted no whore. Promoters call me the moat. I'm the man and I know it. I'm the tell me how could I not show it?
Hey,
I'm
hey.
The looking at the money like it's mine.
That song was awesome live. Definitely had the pick going. 36 Chain was crazy too. Whole show was. So it looks like that's about it for today. Nice little solo show. We're going to be back next Tuesday with Avenue. Real excited for that. He's got Mass Ave and Lennox out now. It's buzzing. A lot of excitement around that project. And then we're done with guests for the rest of June. And we're doing the Alumni Cypher Series all July. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be crazy. Very crazy. If you haven't heard what it's like, go to LFOD Radio on Facebook. It's pinned right to the top there. Or just go to YouTube and type LFOD Alumni Cypher. If you're an artist tuned in, submissions at LFODradio.com is where you want to send your clean records. We will play those if they are good. SoundCloud.com/LFOD is where you can find 24 and 24 and much, much more. LFODradio.com in general is your source for everything LFOD related. Social media is at LFOD Radio. Except for the Twitter, which is at @LiveFreeODRadio. Hopefully soon to be changed, but it involves some straight-up hater-ish with this account. This guy hasn't posted since 2011. I found his personal page, and I asked him very nicely. I promise, I actually did ask nicely to please release the handle, and he blocked me. So I have something going on with Twitter right now. I have a case open. This is boring. You don't want to know this. I have a case open. Maybe it'll work. If not, we're going to just have you guys all like retweet something mean in his direction or something. Or maybe a friendly plea. I don't know. Yeah, we want to put out positivity. So we'll just do something really nice and hopefully get that. Anyway, we are actually looking for a social media manager. So if you go to LFOD Radio on Facebook, there's actually a job post on there and you can apply right through Facebook, which is pretty cool. If you have any questions, submissions at LFODradio.com or hit us on any of the social media. It's a social media position, so hopefully you can figure all that out. We're going to play this new Avenue, Party's Over, and then we're going to be back next week with Avenue himself, 7 p.m. Tuesday. Live Free or Die.
Yeah. Ayo, we treating this like the 1st and the 15th of every month. Sun up the sun down. Yo, tell them we here. All I hear is this hoopla about such and such. Every year I deal with some new. Y'all gassing up. This year ain't over yet. And I promise by the end it's gonna be back to us. Summer business with the realest years back to us. Crack baby born in the era that follow Reagan's. All these ex-scammers hustling now when point shaving. And if he don't like what I'm saying, he pump faking. I know that she a keeper because she cooking it naked. His smell will make you sick to your stomach, brick in the oven. Couple more in the tub, money stashed in the rugs. I talk with my d***s and designers with hoes. Intellectual street. In his prime and it shows. Nowadays, man, you gotta park the V in the tuck. Cause one pick up with a plate, the feds jamming you up. I used to slide in DMs, now I'm standing them up. The way these cops shooting, my hands ain't going up.
How much does my life cost? How much does my life cost?
front yard. I'm talking to y'all. I'm trying to give tote. My word is the gospel. I'm like the Pope. I vow to say whatever they want. I speak for the streets if no one don't. Ayo, they tryna Freddie Gray us, Zimmerman and Lil Trey us. Promised us 40 acres, broken promise, never paid us. For the years they enslaved us, so we gotta get this paper. Turn savage, public housing is where they cage us. How much is my life worth? It's a gift and a curse to be black. Your salary based off 15th and the first. I used to circle the slums and pick up crumbs just to feed mine. Footage ain't enough to prove I'm guilty, but we'll die.
We die. Yeah.
Rolling paper for the purge. Every day they feed the urge. Feel it's wicked, right? Got your tickets, right? Welcome to the show where we spit these scripts for every clip these coppers choose to blow. Clips reporters choose to show. Target practice, cross the atlas. Feed us pills to help relax us. Taxing nose in different brackets. Money on your head like auctions. Mama picking your coffin. Skeletons in corporate closets just so wives can keep their walk-ins. If there's paper on me.